Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it's summer in Maine, and as is our custom here at the Electronic Cottage, from time to time over the summer, we'll rebroadcast a program from the recent past so that those who might be visiting can give it a listen, and those who may have heard it before and may wish to do so again can. So, here goes. Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Perhaps you've been hearing about some of the whiz-bang tech things in the offing, which were shown at this year's Consumer Electronics Show. There were lots of cars on the convention floor, for example. Further proof, if anyone needed any, that cars these days are largely computers with wheels. There were also all manner of virtual reality gizmos, things that you can wear over your eyes and plug into your ears to give you an amazing sense of being immersed somewhere other than where you actually are. The Oculus Rift is getting the most attention these days, and the tech is worth, most people think, billions, not millions. Not bad for a gadget invented literally in a garage by a then 19-year-old. And while the Oculus is the biggest game in the virtual reality town at the moment, it's not the only one. Many outfits, big and small, are working night and day to get a piece of the virtual reality pie. But there were a lot of things we didn't see at the show, and probably won't see in the coming year, or, sadly, maybe ever. Spoiler alert, this is not cheerful news. One thing that we didn't see at the CES, as it's usually called, was some new swell thing to improve safety and security in the digital world. And that's because, we're afraid, there's really no such thing as real security at the moment. Congress can, and did, pass the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, a law that essentially eviscerates personal privacy while, in the opinion of many major league security experts, making the digital realm not one whit safer or more secure. The reason that many, if not most, security experts think that that law won't be effective is that no law is going to be effective. The uncomfortable truth is that these days there are a lot of hackers all over the world, nation-state hackers, like our NSA or anyone else's, criminal gang hackers, individual hackers, and what are disdainfully referred to as script kiddies, people who simply download hacking programs from the internet and then use them against the rest of us. Since software, at least so far, is built by human beings, there are going to be problems with it, weaknesses and mistakes that bad people can find and put to bad purposes. Anyone who uses Microsoft Windows or Adobe Flash, for example, is used to the almost constant stream of security updates that attempt to fix the almost constant stream of exploits that hackers have found in the software. It's not just Windows or Flash, of course, it's database software, too. We hear about the weekly parade of breaches at big companies, for example. It's banking software, and its health records software, and so on. All software can have weaknesses. The multitude of hackers around the world are hard at work trying to find and exploit those weaknesses. So, what can we look forward to in the coming year as we go about our digital business in terms of personal and business security and things to be wary of online? One thing that individuals and small organizations are likely to see, unfortunately, is an expansion of ransomware. We've mentioned this on previous versions of the Electronic Cottage, so we won't go into any detail here. Put simply, ransomware shows up when a hacker gets into a computer, encrypts all the files on the computer, and then extorts a fee from the owner so that the owner can get the data unencrypted and be able to use it again. Ransomware software has gotten more and more sophisticated, and if a person gets hit without a current backup of his or her work, there will be little choice but to pay the ransom demanded to get access to data again. Best defense? Keep all your operating system, antivirus, and application software, especially browsers and email programs, up to date. And even more important, keep your data backed up, preferably on a hard drive not connected to your computer and turned off when it's not in use. Every hacker and his brother is excited about the prospect of the Internet of Things and the distribution of the type of so-called smart devices that were everywhere at the Consumer Electronics Show. Smart fridges, smart washing machines, smart thermostats, smart garage doors, smart lights, smart burglar alarms, and about a zillion smart wearable things like Fitbits to help you generate and keep track of personal health and fitness information. Whoops! Late breaking news alert. Dozens of Fitbit user accounts have been broken into in the past few days. Hackers have scooped up personal health info, geolocation data, such as where people run, for example, and even information about when folks go to sleep or wake up. It's not stuff that you'd want a burglar, for example, to know about. And to add insult to injury, some of the wise guy hackers have changed people's account names to some rather vile ones. Anyway, we'll be hearing a lot about breaches involving various items that are trying to be part of the Internet of Things. If you're in the market for one of these things, it might be wise to wait a bit and see which ones are most prone to getting hacked. This is, as we said earlier, not cheerful news. One possible conclusion is that nothing we do on the web or anything we use that's connected to the web is really totally secure. That, of course, is not what Congress people want to hear after they pass ineffective laws, or what online retailers want to hear when they want you to buy from them, or what banks want to hear when they're trying to get everyone away from paper checks and statements, or what hospitals want to hear that are eagerly installing huge centralized health information databases. But if we pay attention to the news of cyberspace, we need to have a fair sense of the risks that we face in that world so we can participate intelligently, so that we can pay attention to keeping our own equipment and data as safe as possible, and so we can weigh the costs and benefits of providing information or doing business on the web. There are, of course, enormous benefits to all of that kind of activity, but there's no such thing as a sure thing when it comes to security online, at least at present. We hope you'll keep that in mind. We sure will, as we try to keep an eye on developments in the digital world that we all increasingly live in, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.